The Return by Håkon Nesse. Translated by Laurie Thompson and read by David Timpson. "Report, please," said Hiller, clasping his hands. Reinhardt gazed up at the ceiling. Münster dutifully performed the throat-clearing ritual, and Van Veeteren yawned. "Well," said Hiller.
"Let me see," said Münster, leafing through his notebook.
"Come on now, get a grip," said the chief of police, checking his rolled gold wristwatch. "I have a meeting in 25 minutes from now. An outline report will suffice."
Münster cleared his throat again.
"Well, we're dealing with the body of a man," he began. "Found at about 1 yesterday afternoon in some woods on the outskirts of Beeren, about 20 miles from here. Found by a 6-year-old girl. She was on an outing organized by the day nursery she attends. The body was wrapped up inside a carpet in a ditch about 40 yards from the nearest passable road, and it had been lying there for a long time."
"How long?"
"A good question," said Reinhardt. "A year, perhaps, maybe more, maybe less."
"Can't that be established accurately?" Hiller asked.
"Not yet," Van Veeteren said. "Mercer is working flat out on it, but at least 6 months, in any case."
"Hmm," said Hiller. "Go on."
"Well," said Münster, "it hasn't been possible to identify the body, as the murderer cut off his head, his hands, and his feet."
"Can we be certain that it was a murder?" asked the chief of police.
Reinhardt sighed.
"No," he said. "Obviously it could be a straightforward natural death. Somebody who couldn't afford a proper funeral, though. It's an expensive business nowadays. The widow no doubt donated his head and the rest to medical research, in accordance with the wishes of the deceased."
Van Veeteren coughed.
"It'll presumably take a while to pin down the cause of death," he said, inserting a toothpick into his lower teeth. "It seems there are no signs of fatal injuries on what's left of the body, although people generally do die if you cut their head off, of course."
"Mercer isn't exactly thrilled by this corpse," said Reinhardt. "You can see his point. It's been lying in that rotting carpet all winter, maybe longer, freezing, then thawing out, freezing again, thawing again. The odd animal has had a nibble here and there, but they evidently didn't think much of him either. I suppose he was a bit hard to get at as well. He's been lying half submerged, and that's helped to preserve him, or there wouldn't have been much left, apart from the skeleton. He looks a bit of a mess, to be honest."
Hiller hesitated.
Why are these parts of the body missing? Do we know that?"
"We," Münster thought. "Do we know that? What is this damn place, a police station or a hospital? Or a madhouse, like Reinhardt usually suggests? Sometimes it was hard to say."
"Hard to say," said Van Veeteren, reading his thoughts.
"We do occasionally come across a bit of butchery in this line of business, but the point must surely be to make identification difficult."
"You have no idea who it is?"
Van Veeteren shook his head.